1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
A reminder that we are broadcasting the very last Phil Henry, the last live Phil Henry Show on June 23rd. After 16 years of doing this radio show, we're taking it out, putting it in front of the camera, sticking it in a vice. I don't know what we're going to do with it. But our last live show, June 23rd. You want to stay in touch with us and find out what's going to be happening through the summer and in the months to come, go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com, and give us your contact information. And we'd like to keep you abreast of some of the exciting things we've got going on, not only with our current website, but with our new website, which somebody suggested we call it Phil Henry Show 2, or, you know, some kind of a, like, 2.0. Anyway, We're going to be keeping you abreast of all of those things. Now, next week, we're going to take a week off. We will be back the following Monday, so I don't want you to worry. But you'll be getting a week of best of tapes next week. And the following Monday, we'll be back for our final 2 weeks of broadcasts. And during those 2 weeks, we're going to be taking phone calls from you, because it's something that I don't ordinarily do on this show. And if you want to call and say goodbye or tell me to drop dead or whatever you want to do, we will allow that for, we'll open the phones up wide for about 3 minutes a show. So anyway, no, you can, whatever you want to do. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Don, I'm sorry, I was about to bring you on, but I wanted to get that plug in. How are you tonight?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Phil, I'm doing well, but I'm also very sorry to see you leaving the air. We have had such a good time listening to your program while we prepare our newscast in the evening. And we wish you the very, very best of luck, Phil. You deserve it. You've always been a gentleman with me, and all of us here at Channel 19 and my family as well wish you the best.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Don. I wanted to talk with you about the book that you have coming out, right? Don Berman, by the way, is with Channel 19 News. He's been their news anchor at Channel 19 for some... How long has it been now, Don?
We're going into our 18th year.
18 years as the one of the top-ranked news shows at night.
Well, we lost out in the last Nielsen sweeps. I think we lost out to Channel 5 again, but we are generally at or near the top, and we're very, very pleased with that.
Now, you have a book coming out.
I do have a book, and I want to share with people my experiences and do it very candidly. And I think for whatever reason, whatever success I've had, has a lot to do, I believe, with my willingness to reach out and touch an audience member and let them know that I have traveled down some of the same roads that they've been down. And through my battles with alcoholism, Phil,
right,
and three DUIs, I have learned an awful lot. And certainly my experience with Alcoholics Anonymous also further propelled me down the road to self-awareness. But it wasn't until about a year ago, and it was an amazing year, Phil, because 1 year ago today, I left Alcoholics Anonymous and I began drinking again. And I find it ironic because most alcoholics will mark the anniversary of when they stop drinking. But in a way, as ironic as it sounds, I'm marking the anniversary of when I started drinking again.
And all right, now, before, I don't want to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
I've always heard, and it was always something that I took as gospel, that when an alcoholic begins to drink again, he is in trouble. He is...
Well, let me tell you what the year of investigation showed me. The book, The Art of Drinking Alcohol, which has a pretty basic title, is a book that I really have been working on my entire life. It's a book I've been working on my entire life. In the book, I try to explain as lucidly as I can how you can drink as much as you want and live a normal, healthy life.
Now, see, all of that goes against everything that I've ever heard about alcoholism.
I understand that.
Everything that I have ever heard, that if you are an alcoholic, to stay away from alcohol is paramount, just like a diabetic needs to stay away from sugar.
I understand that. I heard all of that when I was going to Alcoholics Anonymous. I heard all of the of these stories. I listened to all the horror stories. And believe me, when you go to Alcoholics Anonymous, you hear a lot of frightening stories. You hear stories of people near death, of people with all kinds of disease. I found out that I, in the last year, I don't think I've ever been happier.
You're back drinking again.
Yes, I am. I am back drinking as much as I want, when I want.
Do you drink and drive?
No, obviously I don't, Phil. Obviously I don't. That is not advisable for anyone, even a healthy drinker or someone who doesn't have an alcoholic background. No, of course not. But I am back drinking, and...
Well, what happened to you? You were in an AA meeting?
I was in an AA meeting. I'll tell you what happened to me. And people are going to find this almost too pedestrian to believe. I was bored. I was bored. And I decided that anything was preferable to this. So for the last year, I began to drink again. And in the last 3 months, with the help of my wife, Barbara, we have completed our book, The Art of Drinking Alcohol. Barbara was with me through all of the terrible times.
Aren't you afraid that stuff's going to happen again?
It's not going to happen again, because in my book, I explain how you can start to drink again and not revisit many of these nightmares that drove you, in my case, to... three DUIs, of which I was convicted of all three. And you know that I did suffer in the neighborhood of 6 months in jail.
And one of the other things, Doug, that you were lucky, I think you're, I mean, Don, I've been talking to Doug Danger.
Oh, that's queer.
And I just, Don, let me just say this. You were 6 months in jail, as you said, for DUIs, and yet Channel 19 took you back. You've had all kinds of health problems, Channel 19.
My doctor recommended a drink to help my heart and blood pressure. And I said to myself, why just one? Why just one? He knew that it was killing me. It was killing me not to drink. And so what I have decided to do is share my knowledge in this book, The Art of Drinking Alcohol.
All right, there's a two-part series coming out on Channel 19 News beginning Monday, and the book, The Art of Drinking Alcohol. The author is Don Berman, anchor of the Channel 19 News, a man who is well-known to people in the Southern California area, may not be well-known to most of you guys listening, but he is a man who has done his time, you might say, with the bottle and has written a book that is going to be controversial, The Art of Drinking Alcohol, Secrets and Tips on How You Can Drink as much as you want. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You have a chapter entitled Sex. Tell me about that.
Well, I found out that with my wife and I, when we thought our sex life was better after I stopped drinking. But in point of fact, it got better when I started drinking again. And I think it's because I was beginning to enjoy my life more. I was bored sober. I was bored, and I needed more than going to these AA meetings and pretending like I was really having a great time with a Diet Coke, you know? And, you know, friends of mine would come over, and they've got the 12-pack of Heineken, and they, oh, no, that's all right, I'm fine with my 7-Up. And I looked at my wife, and I one night I just said to her, when is this hell going to end? And she said to me, why don't you go see Dr. Burns. And I went to see Jack Burns, who was my internist. And he recommended a drink for my blood pressure.
Now, this is a doctor who knows you're an alcoholic, right?
He knows I'm an alcoholic, yes, but he's also a man of science. Alcoholics Anonymous, I think, has done a world of good for a great many people. For those of us, for drinkers like me, who drink, and yes, I've had DUIs and automobile accidents, but AA is not the answer for me. Dr. Burns knows this, and that's why he recommended that I ease back into it, and begin my drinking very slowly. And today...
Can I ask you how much you drink every day?
Well, I have about 3 or 4 drinks a day. And after I get off work...
So you're not drinking during the day?
I'm not drinking during the day... If we are working, if I'm doing an evening report, if I've already done my midday news and I could get someone to fill in for me at 6 o'clock, I'll meet my wife for cocktails after work. We'll have drinks with dinner. It's not every day that I drink, but I don't try to avoid it either.
Don Berman, Channel 19 News, very interesting book called The Art of Drinking Alcohol. It's out in hard copy right now. Our number here on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Berman, an Emmy Award-winning news anchor here in Los Angeles, has also had some very, very difficult times. 3 DUIs, 6 months in jail. He also was involved in a very public scandal having to do with the daughter of the owner of the station he was working at the time. It wasn't Channel 19. I forget which station it was. But the point being, this is a guy who is not a stranger to controversy, and people watch him on the nightly news. But this book, The Art of Drinking Alcohol, we'll continue our conversation with Mr. Berman about this. 1-800-449-8686. He says, among the other interesting things, that he was bored going to AA and that his sex life with his wife now is better than ever now that he's drinking again. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The last gasp before the death of radio. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
With me from the Channel 19 newsroom is Don Berman, one of the Emmy Award-winning news anchors locally in Southern California. He's got a book out nationally now called The Art of Drinking Alcohol. Don was an alcoholic recovering. Do you consider yourself to be an alcoholic, by the way?
Yes, I do, Phil. I consider myself to be an alcoholic, but I do not consider alcoholism to be the fatal disease that so many people in Alcoholics Anonymous and otherwise would have you believe.
All right, the book is called The Art of Drinking Alcohol, and you are marking your anniversary not being sober. You're marking your first year anniversary back drinking again, and it's been a year since you left AA.
1 year since I left AA. And it has been 3 years since I entered AA, 4 years since something occurred that really caused me a great deal of guilt until I began to think about it when I was sober. And I realized it was nothing to be ashamed of, and that was one of the contributing factors to me returning to drinking. And what happened was, Phil, I was out on assignment. One of our reporters was unavailable. He was getting married. David DaCosta and his wife Donna were on their honeymoon, so I took over the assignment desk for one night, and I went out to a fatal hit and run. Now, I had been drinking probably from 3 o'clock that afternoon. This assignment, I was out at this hit and run at 11 o'clock.
And had you been drinking all day?
I had been drinking nonstop. I got the call, we need someone to cover the story. Well, I got to the news van, I drove over to this, and obviously I was fairly inebriated. When I got to the site, there were three bodies from this fatal hit and run. Three pedestrians had been hit and killed. They were lined up at the side of the road in body bags. And I was, and I'm not making any bones about this, I was inebriated. I drove over two of the bodies.
Oh, my God.
With the news van. Now, understand that these people are already dead. So, really, all I'm doing is driving over, body bags. I'm driving over dead bodies. So, what law am I breaking? None. And yet, that caused me so much guilt that I was in a great deal of pain until one day, about 14 months ago, I looked at my wife and I said, but they were dead. They were dead. And this is going to sound insane, but I will tell you, it freed me. I went out to a fire that had there was a fire up in the San Bernardino Mountains. I went up with our reporters. I saw that there had been a couple of fatalities in this fire, and I was sober when I did this. I purposely drove over two of those body bags to free me of the horror that I had done something terribly wrong.
But hold on, Don. You were arrested for 3 DUIs, 6 months in jail.
Right. I wasn't arrested for a DUI that night. The only thing I did wrong was I drove over to body bags with bodies in them. But why is a body in a body bag, Phil?
Because it's dead.
Because it's dead. You can't kill someone that's already been dead, been made dead. And so what I... And that's what led me to write this book.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show here. Here is Ted. Ted, go ahead. Ted?
Yeah, hi. This is Ted in Salida, Colorado.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I myself have worked as a broadcast journalist, and you are out on the edge. You are working hard, but you cannot go out operating a large vehicle. What if those people have been alive that you ran over?
I mean, yeah, what if? And you know what? What if you had a permanent kegger attached to the top of your head?
You know, getting personal does not make any difference.
What if? What if a lot of things? What if you were a woman?
You know, I think that
you know,
very immature.
I don't think you've ever worked in anything larger than a small ham operation.
Well, you
to
know,
understand what
if you
I
were
do.
So hazed and confused, you would know better.
Is that your real voice?
No, I'm borrowing it from your mother.
Oh, okay. Well, great.
You know,
are you also borrowing her breasts
you know,
and her vagina?
I doubt with alcohol, but I've gone clean and sober, and I suggest you do the same.
Sir, I doubt seriously if you're clean and sober. I doubt that seriously. Also, that baloney about losing a family member to alcohol, what does that mean? You ran over your mother?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jack. Why are you, Jack?
Hello?
Jack, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah. Listen, this guy is nuts. I mean, he is nuts. You know, I'm a recovering alcoholic, and everybody knows.
Oh well. Why are you jealous? So I know how to drink.
Once you've been an alcoholic, you stay away from it.
I know I can drink. Just because you can't doesn't mean you have to be angry at me.
No, it's not a matter of that. If you're really an alcoholic recovering, that's a bunch of bull.
Let me ask you a question.
You know better.
All right, let me ask you this. 3 DUIs, 6 months in jail. I drove over 6 people who are dead already. Would you say I got a problem with booze?
Well, wait a minute. If you're asking this man, do you have a problem with booze, then you got a problem with booze. And if you have a problem with booze, why are you drinking it?
I'll tell you why. Because I went to the organization that everybody said to go to, a place called Alcoholics Anonymous, and I've never been more bored in my life. And that
Well,
was...
yeah, you know, they're not excited, but they help at Alcoholics Anonymous. They help there.
Well, when you decide to quit drinking, you give me a call back.
I don't drink.
Well,
I don't drink. I wouldn't read your book, and I wouldn't have
anybody
else read your
book. Let me ask you a question. Why are you having a hard time saying the word alcoholic?
The man was having a difficult time getting the word out.
I got a
speech impediment. I bet you that's not the only thing you got a difficult time getting out.
If you quit interrupting.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
I got a speech impediment. And it came about because I got in an accident, and I got in an accident because I was drunk while I was driving. And I got to tell you something.
You can't get a speech impediment opening beer bottles with your teeth.
No, I don't open beer bottles with my teeth, man.
Are you wait a minute. You're the broadcaster from Colorado, correct?
Me? No, I'm
all
just.
Right. I know who this is, Phil, and I want to say a big shout out. This is Ted Leitner from San Diego. Ted, how are you doing?
Is this Ted? Ted Leitner?
No, I'm not Ted.
No, this is Ted.
I'm Jack.
No, this is Ted. He does the San Diego Padre games. Ted, listen,
no,
quit screwing around.
I'm not. No, hey, you know you're accusing me of stuff.
Listen to him.
You
this
know,
is the way Ted sounds at a ball game.
You're drunk.
And the Padres.
I have nothing to do with the Padres, man. You know, you're drunk.
That's what you said on the show.
Drunk.
That's what you said on the broadcast last night when they were losing.
Here's proof you're drunk. When you start accusing people of things, that's proof you're drunk.
Wait a minute. All I'm telling you is...
I know that. Because I have friends who are lawyers.
I have a good time with my life now that I've started drinking again, and other alkies can't handle it.
Wait a minute.
Well, then you're not an alkie. You know, if you can handle it, you're not... I think you're full of it. I don't think you ever were an alcoholic.
When you were a drinker, did you say this? I'll have a gentleman jack and a water back?
You're making fun
of a guy with a speech impediment.
Oh, come on.
You know, I got speech impediment.
I'm yanking his chain. You got a speech impediment.
Yeah, I know, but
you know what? You got a speech impediment like I got one. My wife and I are drinking, and you know what? How about you and I? Let me tell you this much, Jack. If you are a recovering alcoholic, good for you. I hope you feel better. I hope your life is a happy one. But I don't know why you have to call me up and tell me that I've got to go out and be bored with you.
The man's just saying if you're a real... All right, look. If
he's a real alcoholic, then he'll get that fixed.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Don Berman, the Channel 19 news anchor, joins us. His book is a new book called The Art of Drinking Alcohol. He explains his secrets and tips on how you can drink as much as you want and live a normal, healthy life. Don has been convicted of three DUIs, spent 6 months in jail, was involved in a very widely publicized sex scandal with an underage woman, the daughter of a broadcast colleague, and has survived it all to be one of the top-rated news anchors here in the Los Angeles market, an Emmy winner, and now with a new book. Now, Don, the question that I have, and we're going to take some more phone calls, is this. Doesn't it sound as if you're saying that drinking alcohol after having all of these problems that you've had is good, and does it not entice the alcoholic who may kill himself into drinking?
I don't think so, Phil. I think that the alcoholic who knows he's better off sober is obviously very self-actualized, understands what his life is about. All the time that I was sober, I was very unhappy. I knew that even though I could possibly kill myself if I returned to drinking, that I would be happier in the long run drinking alcohol, and yes, drinking it to excess at times, than I would be sober. And I came to that realization on a Saturday night about 8 months ago, and I walked by the Hollywood Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. There's one on Yucca, and I was with my wife. We'd come out of a movie. And I went in, and I asked to speak. They asked me if I was an alcoholic. I said yes. And I got up, and I said, I'm Don Berman, and of course, a lot of people immediately recognized me. I said, I'm an alcoholic, but I still drink. I enjoy it. And it was at that moment where I was escorted out of the meeting. And I said to my wife, I pointed back in the room, and I said, look at that. No guts. As they threw me out into the street, and that time of night in Hollywood is not the most peaceful time of night. A lot of street kids, a lot of kids bothering you for money.
And wait a minute. You went into an AA meeting and said, I'm Don Berman. And
yes.
And I'm an alcoholic, but I like drinking. They asked you to leave.
Well, they didn't just ask me to leave. They asked me to leave, and I said, I want to finish what I'm saying. You know, when you do the kind of job that I do, and people want to watch you and they want to see you, when somebody tries to pull you off the stage, you look at them as if they've half lost their mind. I do this for a living, and yet they pulled me out of the meeting. And there we were in the middle of Hollywood, in the middle of the night, with these kids that live in storm drains coming up to us for quarters. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I tried to speak the truth at an AA meeting.
An AA meeting is for people who want to leave the drinking life behind.
Why can't I get some equal time?
Because, first of all, AA Dude is not a public organization. It's not even an organization. It's a loose confederation of people who meet to try to keep each other sober. They don't want to hear your booze talk.
Well, their loss. But I didn't see where it is in the AA charter that they throw you out into the street where you can be gang raped by kids with spiked hair. I didn't see where it was.
Were you and your wife hurt that night?
No, we weren't. By the grace of God.
What were you doing walking near Yucca in the middle of the night? I don't understand. What movie theater's down there?
There's a place that we go to.
Well, okay.
It shows adult films, but it is a place that my wife and I had gone to when we were dating. It used to be a very popular movie house. We saw Breakfast at Tiffany's there, and now they do a lot of softcore.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Let's go over to Samuel. Samuel, you're on The Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
This guy is making a total mockery of the AA, and I don't appreciate it. I'm a 5-year recovering alcoholic, and I lost two wives. I almost lost my children because they didn't want to have any part of me. I lost two jobs, and I spent 6 months in prison for DUI driving, where I almost killed somebody driving.
Your wife left you because you quit drinking, or because...
My wife left me because I was drinking and I was stealing money from them, sir, to get money to drink. And that's all I thought about was drinking. And I finally realized when I got put in jail that this was ludicrous of me to keep throwing my life away for alcohol, and I don't appreciate you coming on this show and making a mockery of the association that basically saved my life. And you sound like you have remorse.
Are you trying to tell me? Are you trying to tell me you're dumb enough to drink and drive?
Well, wait a minute. You got three DUIs.
What's that?
Not only did you have three DUIs, sir, you ran over dead bodies, which is considered a use of a corpse, by the way. That is a law. I didn't know if you knew that, but it is.
If you do it by mistake, you're still abused. You know, sir.
It wasn't a mistake. You were drinking and driving on the job at that. And how you didn't get fired, I don't know. I got fired from two jobs because I showed up drunk. And I couldn't show up for work because I was so drunk.
All right, let's talk about this. Phil, here are two men, Samuel and Don. Samuel shows up drunk, he gets fired. I show up drunk, I win an Emmy. Now,
I'm so proud of that. You should be ashamed.
I want to
on this program.
Let me jump in, though, Samuel.
Like
Samuel, let me jump in. First of all, it says a lot about the TV business that you can show up hammered for a job in that industry and win an Emmy. This man got fired from his job because he works for a living.
Are you trying to tell me I don't work for a living?
When you show up hammered on a job, you ain't working. Somebody else is probably picking up the slack.
Wait a minute. I went out. I was called out to do that late night assignment. That was my day off. I took it because our assignment editor was out getting married. He was on his honeymoon. I was drunk.
You should have refused that job, sir. You should have refused it because you knew you were drunk.
When you're working in the news business, there is...
You should have had the cut.
In the news business, the clock, you're never off the clock. I went, I ran over three dead bodies. Big wow. What are they going to do?
You have no
remorse.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You're making a mockery of the system.
What system am I?
And probably other people's lives.
Sir, what system am I making a mockery of? You're happy. You're
welcome. Making a mockery of the Alcoholics Anonymous system. People. You must have admitted you had a problem at some point because you went to a meeting.
Yes, I did.
You have absolutely no will in your body to admit that you have a problem because obviously you do. You've driven drunk. You've run over bodies.
Sir, you're the guy that wants to give them a double funeral because they died once and then I ran over them.
Sick. You're a sick individual.
I'm glad you're
on the show showing that you are a sick individual. And Channel 19 should know what kind of sick individual you are.
Channel 19.
No, I'm sorry.
What's really funny about this is Channel 19, when he was in jail, when he was involved in a high-profile sex scandal with the underage daughter of a colleague, Channel 19 backed him to the hilt.
You better believe it. You want to know why? It's called spend. It's green and it's got a president's face on it. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. All right, Samuel, thanks, man. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Jamie. Jamie, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Berman.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Hello?
Yes, sir, we're here.
Hey, you know, you're a freaking idiot, man. You said you made a mistake running over them three bodies. What about the other two that you ran over? That was intentionally.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I
ran over five bodies when I was drunk.
That's right.
I did that. These were the accident scenes. Now, I'm telling you they were dead. Now, what are you telling me?
I'm telling you, you said you had a fire. You went to a fire.
Yes.
Right? And you ran over two other bodies.
No, I ran over the bodies that had been pulled from the house. They were there waiting for the coroner. I was going out on news assignment. The bodies were already in a body bag. They were already dead.
And you were sober.
No, I was. Yeah, correct? I was sober then, yes.
Okay, then. Well, you know what? You just screwed everything up right there. And
you know,
Alcoholics Anonymous, dude. You know, Alcoholics Anonymous has saved my life.
You know what gets me about you guys? You lose your families, you get in trouble, then when you sober up, you're perfect. Really,
no,
what a pain in the...
Nobody says we're perfect.
Look,
we'll never be perfect.
Look,
do perfect today is don't drink today.
Let me ask you a question. What did I do wrong running over a couple of stiffs? They're already stiffed.
It don't matter. You just put down the whole family of them dead bodies, you know? How do you know that they were dead even though that they were in a body bag?
Oh, okay. Jesus.
How do you know that? You've got to be kidding me, right?
You know what?
You just played God.
You know what I think? I think you're the kind of guy that walks by a mortuary and goes in and kind of quickens his step because you're afraid some guy's going to shoot up straight in the coffin.
I'm the kind of guy that kicked you in the meeting and not only throw you out, but I throw you out more than that. You know, because you don't deserve anything like that.
Oh, cry me a river. You know the thing that gets me about alcoholics?
Yeah, because you're crying a river because you can't sober up. You're nothing but a rock.
I wrote a book called How to Enjoy Drinking Booze. For the first time in my life,
I enjoy living life without it.
I'm 35 years old.
I've been drinking over 32 years.
You're 25 years old. You've been drinking 32 years. Real nice arithmetic there.
He said he's 45.
Right.
All right, my point is this. You guys can't get over the fact that I'm drinking daily and enjoying the hell out of my life. But you want me to trade all of that in to go back to AA, sit there bored until I'm weeping, bored until I'm crying into my hands.
Yeah, you know what, because you're just a weakling.
Listening to some
you're
guy.
A weakling. That's
Hi, I'm Jamie, and I'm an alcoholic. Well, tell me something I don't know.
That's right. My name is Jamie, I'm an alcoholic, and I'm proud of it.
No kidding, Sherlock.
100%. Well,
why do you have to put these people down?
What?
Why do you have to put down alcoholics?
Phil, I said I'm an alcoholic.
No, but why do you put down people who have chosen AA?
Because I'm not. I'm saying that I just want people to know that it's my year anniversary of starting drinking again. I'll get a load of him.
You know what? I hope you don't go on the road, man, because you know what? You're going to end up in a bag like everybody else. You know, and
I'll bet
someone's going to have a mind like you, and they're going to run your ass over to you.
Let me ask you a question. I bet you carry one of those sobriety coins around, don't you?
No, it's not a coin, it's a chip.
It's someone's breast?
I not only carry that, but I also carry an Alcoholics Anonymous book in my car.
Well, good for you.
That's right.
But I just think that...
But you know what?
I just want to, brother. I'd like to leave my number with you if you ever need help finding a drink.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fun.
Hey, you know what? I would love to do that, man. Because you know what I drink. You know what I do when I have fun when I drink?
What?
I beat people up like you.
You beat people up like me. So in other words, you get drunk and you go out and beat up news anchors. Is that it?
You go from town to town. I don't drink, but I don't have to do that.
You go from town to town looking for news anchors and kicking their ass.
That sounds like a pretty cool job to me. All right, Jamie. Thanks. Jamie, when he gets drunk, he goes out kicking guys' asses like Don. News anchors from town to town he travels. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's worst nightmare. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're back with Don Berman from Channel 19 News. The book is called The Art of Drinking Alcohol. Don is a former, you're a jailbird, right?
Well, I certainly wouldn't, Phil, you told me once you've been in jail. Do you want me to characterize you as a jailbird?
Well, yeah, what I've been hearing you say here is you drink and everything's good with that, 3 DUIs, 6 months in jail, and you haven't got a good word to say about anybody that tries to quit drinking.
I've been assaulted by your listeners tonight because I said that I got bored until I wanted to kill myself. With AA, so I started drinking again. It was the only hope I had. I was at my wit's end.
You talk like some guys talk when they're drinking too much.
I had too much sobriety. Too much sobriety. I'd hit bottom. Or I guess if you say I had too much sobriety, I'd hit top. I don't know. I'd had too much heaven, too much God, something. But I needed a drink, and I needed it bad. And I went out and got it. And now all I'm hearing from your listeners is, oh, hey, he ran over some body bags. Hello, they're dead already? Whoo! Whoo, boy.
All right, let me talk to Rose. Rose, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Hi, Rose.
Hi. I've been married to an alcoholic. We're divorced now, and alcohol is something that people who drink do not have respect for anybody. And you being on the radio is proving it, that you can even come on and say that you ran over those people shows what a type of lowlife you really are.
A lowlife.
I've been there.
A lowlife.
I lived with someone that was an alcoholic.
Well, you didn't live with me.
You didn't
live with me, though.
You're just proving my point that you don't have respect by the way that you're interrupting me when I'm talking.
You're calling me every dirty word there is.
I didn't say any dirty words.
Didn't respect use a dirty word? Did the lady just call me MF?
Yes, respect to you is a dirty word because you don't have any.
Ma'am, I heard you use the F word in relation to...
I didn't use any
no, she didn't.
F word.
Well, then maybe...
I didn't use any F word. I don't use that word. Alcoholics might, but I don't. Because they don't
and you're not an alcoholic.
For anything.
You don't, you're not an alcoholic?
No, I'm not.
Well, it could have fooled me.
Well, I'm not.
Hold on for a minute. Rose, hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. After a bottle of scotch.
All right, let's go back to Rose. Rose, go ahead, hon. We had to take a break. Go ahead.
Okay, and he had mentioned about money. He thinks money can fix anything. He has more respect for a dollar than a human life.
Wait a minute. When did I say that? When did
You said something about when you were in jail or something about the green that was in your pocket?
Oh, I'm simply saying that in my business, television, in the television business, I could be a child molester. But if I'm breaking the ratings records, they'll have me on TV at 11 o'clock at night regardless. And so,
oh, that's bull crap, and you know it, man. They can't, they couldn't, how are they?
Mr. Hendry, I've been in jail for 6 months for DUI. I had sex with an underage girl who was the daughter of one of my colleagues, and yet I'm back at Channel 19, bigger and badder than ever. News at 6, 7, and 11. I'm Don Berman, Channel 19 News. Lock up your wives and daughters and your brandy. We'll see you at 11 o'clock on Channel 19 News. Don't forget golden showers with the weather.
1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show. Skull-numbing doucheness.